Aviation industry faced with complicated puzzle in 2026. The aviation landscape in 2026 feels far from the smooth, futuristic era many expected. Ongoing instability in the Middle East has created some of the toughest operating conditions the industry has seen in years. Airlines are juggling reroutes, higher operating costs, and unpredictable traffic flows, all while trying to maintain service levels that travelers still expect. Flying in 2026 now takes more than just showing up at the gate. Knowing which major hubs are backed up has practically become part of trip planning, and even seasoned travelers are double-checking schedules days in advance. For many passengers, an on-time departure is starting to feel like a bonus rather than the norm. Early year data from the U.S. shows that nearly 1 in 4 passengers has faced significant delayed flights or cancellations. This trend is expected to continue throughout 2026, with long-haul travel being particularly affected. Transatlantic trouble, Frankfurt and the hub problem. The Chicago O'Hare International Airport route to Frankfurt has become one of the worst for delays, with about 46% of departures not leaving on time. This is largely due to pressure on the system and how hub airports actually work. Airlines will point out that the hub-and-spoke system is supposed to help in situations like this. However, when everything flows through a few massive hubs, small disruptions can snowball fast. One late inbound aircraft or missed connection can throw off an entire bank of departures. For passengers, the weak link is often the short flight before the long one. Even if your transatlantic leg is perfectly on time, getting to the hub is where things tend to fall apart. Miss that connection, and suddenly the whole trip unravels. Long-haul delays often have nothing to do with the destination and everything to do with the domestic flight that was supposed to get you there. In 2025, roughly 248 million U.S. travelers ran into some kind of disruption. The summer months of June, July, and December are expected to be particularly challenging for international flights, as airlines struggle to cope with increased demand and unpredictable traffic flows.